Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, so we really appreciate your time. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Afro-American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
If I'm alive, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
That's privileged.
Sorry?
I'm over 18.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number
10.
Between 0 and 10. Thank you.
10.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do.
Okay, so would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Thank you. Would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
That's on that I know, I approve.
Okay, and is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Okay, I just gave you my answer. You can mark anything you want to.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Right now, I'm a little bit dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about
they're
the same, or getting worse?
They're about the same for me.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose to: Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and raising costs, rising crime and violence, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security?
Right now, I think it was just more about violence than anything else because I'm concerned at the moment.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Jill Stein.
I never heard of him.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Thank you. J.B. Vance.
No opinion.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
No opinion.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Favorable. Oh, no,
sorry.
I don't really know. I never heard of him until lately.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Okay, and how would you rate your feelings toward Kamala Harris between 0 and 100?
80.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
I don't know enough of them.
Thank you. And Project 2025.
I don't know about that either.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are decided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I'd have to hear more about them to make my choice.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only little or nothing at all?
Very little.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Probably somewhat less favorable.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, in the election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump, winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He has spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How would you rate this statement to be convincing from 0 to 10?
Well, from 10, we need somebody that's going to unite us rather than divide us.
Thank you. Next one is, both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
Yeah, I forgot half of what you said, so I'll have to put an undecided amount there. I don't remember all you said.
Okay. And, well, the next one is African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting the environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. This statement, how convincing would you rate it to support her between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do, what we can and can do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility access, and abortion access in every state. How would you rate this from 0 to 10? Thank you. Let me read back the other one as well that you mentioned that you did not remember. Let me read it back to you. Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritized marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this one now from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Okay. I mean, hell.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely
motivated. I'm going to vote. I haven't missed voting since I've been old enough to do it, so I don't know, but
thank
I
you.
Haven't made up my mind exactly. But I'm going to vote. I can tell you that definitely.
Thank you. Next question is, how often do you receive information about the world? Oh, I do understand. We are in the last questions. Just around 5 minutes more.
I'm going to hang up because this is just too much for me.
Oh, we will really appreciate your opinion. Just about a few questions more, just around 5 minutes. I will really appreciate your help with this. I will try to do this as fast as I can.
I don't have time.